Okay, case number 2135, Jacob and Megan Smith are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for night rental use in an existing single-family home located at 564 Devil's Pool Road, Ridgedale. Single-family home has four bedrooms, and the maximum occupancy would be 10. Off-street parking would be 5. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 96 feet by 191 irregular in size, with a single-family home built in 2009. It is Lot 8 of Block 5 of the Ozark Paradise Village subdivision. Property served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So again, our standard staff recommendations based on the four-bedroom occupancy would be 10. Occupancy of 10, we need 5 parking spaces, and I've added the wastewater to either be upgraded or evidence from Taney County Environmental Services that the system is sized for 10 occupants. So this is the roundout. This is 6586 Highway, the entrance into Big Cedar, which is Devil's Pool Road. I've got the highlighted parcel that's on the right. Just zooming in on the parcel. Don't pay any attention to the beacon. We actually even contacted Kathy because we had not seen one that was this. If you measure the lots, I think 90 or 100, and this line here is in the 60s. So somehow the beacon drawing is just off. And the house fits on the lot, is what I'm trying to say.
It corrected itself.
Yeah. So not only the lines have moved, this lot actually is way smaller drawn in than what it is. So just a few photos. As you can see, there's two drives. My first photo starts out on this northern drive. Still on that northern drive. Now I'm on the southern drive, which would be the first off of Devil's Pool. Again, I try to take some pictures along the property lines. This is looking from the northern drive back to the south. And again, I just turn around and take a look the different direction. So just some past special use approvals. 2018, special use was denied in this location. 2017, special use was approved in this location. This just give you a history. Of course, we're in conditional use permits now, but you guys usually ask if we've had any. You have received a whole bunch of signatures. I tried to, some of them I couldn't match the addresses, but on the signatures that you received, these are the locations to give you a feel for the people that were signing the petition. And then we got a second group. Here's our highlighted application, and this is where the second group of signatures came from. With that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
Good evening.
I'm Jacob Smith. Our application is for conditional use. This would be a second home, vacation home for our family, so it wouldn't be full-time. It would be part-time most of the time, nightly rental application. So we have, it's listed. The property is currently under contract. We are the purchaser. The owners are here, represented as well. It's listed as a three-bedroom, and we would make an improvement to a four-bedroom. So that's, if you see that property on the assessor side or the listing, that would be the difference there. We came up with a maximum of 10 car spaces. You saw the circle drive, and we're counting the garage, that two-car detached garage for the 10th space. And then, of course, it's on Devil's Pool Road, as we saw. And then a private well, private septic. Keep it short and sweet.
So it's got to be required to have 5 parking spaces.
5, right? Correct.
Any questions for the applicant before we... see who's for or opposed, or let's hear feedback from the community and then ask questions. Anyone here signed up to speak on behalf of this application? For the application? Opposed to the for the application?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm Thomas Vogt, and my dad passed away in March. This house is in probate, and there are only two heirs, me and my brother. And we don't really. I'm based in Texas, especially financially, although I spend seemingly more than half my time here. But neither me or my brother could afford to assume a loan on this house, and it's in probate, and the only good offers we got were contingent on this. The only neighbor that was actually within 600 foot of this actually said that he was good with this. We actually spoke with him before we applied. I guess he changed his mind, and I guess he was the first one to contest it. Mike Montgomery was his name. But if I'm not mistaken, when you turn off of 86 on the Devil's Pool Road, this is the first house on the right that's not a log cabin. And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, every single one of those is nightly rental.
I have no idea. We don't have permits on them.
So okay. I could be wrong on that. Okay. And last week, this is in the subdivision of Oakmont. And according to the Homeowners Association meeting last week, there's 78 cups in Oakmont subdivision. And so, anyway, I'm hoping we can get this because the sale is contingent on it. And me and my brother need this. And there's definitely at least five parking spaces there, I can tell you easily. I guess that's about all I got, unless I've got any questions for me.
Thank you. Are you, ma'am, were you wanting to speak as well, or no? It's all covered? Okay. How about opposition to the application? That signed up to speak. Do you have an order that you want to go in?
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Please raise your hands if you do not want this permit to pass. And in addition to these people, here there's 40 other local residents in Oakmont around this location that have signed letters asking for you to deny this request. And it's all based on incompatibility of this home and nightly rentals with the residential area that is Oakmont. Okay? The new potential buyers, they haven't lived there. When you showed the road, which is Devil's Pool, coming down to the house, there's a curve right there. And it makes that driveway completely blind for everybody coming past that home. Further down the house, Devil's Pool also has a curve, and it's got a hill, and it's also blind. I talked to Michael and Mary Alice Montgomery, who live right across the street, and they're scared to death that if you get multiple nightly rental cars in there with people that don't know that road, they're going to back out on that road, and there's going to be all sorts of accidents. It's very dangerous. He wanted to be here tonight, but he couldn't because he travels with his work. But he was very afraid of the safety. He's very afraid of his property value will decline if this is approved. And he's also afraid of the noise being generated as a nightly rental. And then the 35 letters, you know, that you have in your packets, these are all residential property owners that live on the roads Side Hill, Boston, Coach, Fairline, and Ozark. Those are all roads up adjacent to this property. And then the other letters that you have are from residential property owners on Lakewood, Edge Hill, Hillcrest, Crestview, Oakwood, Lindell, and Lemonwood. And these are all single-family homeowners that ask you to deny the nightly rental at this location. And it's all based on incompatibility. All these people drive past this location to get out to 86, and they're all aware of the poor sight distance at this location. In this immediate area, I think there's only, in all of Oakmont, I think there's only two nightly rentals that have been approved. There have been two that have been denied. 351 Boston had their nightly rental permit denied, and that's not too far from this location, and it was all based on the residents that live around that location asking you to deny it because of incompatibility. And also 115 Edge Hill was another nightly rental permit that was denied, and it was denied for the very same reason. The single-family residents around it opposed it, and you guys denied it because of incompatibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Linda Vogel, and I just want to say that there's a common theme in all of these, and that is people who are permanent residents don't want to live near nightly rentals. They don't want them in their subdivisions. Oakmont is a subdivision with mostly, in fact, maybe overwhelming majority of permanent residents. And nobody who's a permanent resident wants nightly rentals in their neighborhood. Once you get one, it mushrooms. There can be more, and they know then they're the ones who are bearing the cost of that. The only people who want nightly rentals are the ones who can make the money off of them, either by being the person collecting the nightly rental fees, or property managers, realtors, or possibly even people who would do construction to improve the place. So the residents do not want nightly rentals. This is a residential area, and overwhelming majority do not want it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Susan Unger, 1263 Oakwood. I've been here before. I think you guys probably recognize me. We're under a lot of pressure in our neighborhoods. There's besides Airbnb and VRBO, there's a new one, Vacasa, telling us that how much money you can make off of your properties. It's just a money thing. We who live there want our peace, quiet. You know, I lived right next door to a nightly rental that you guys approved, and then it was fortunately denied on appeal. Nightly rentals are not compatible in our neighborhoods. Oakmont's opposed. Our covenants say no commercial. You know, it's just not a good thing. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name's Megan McGuire, and I'm a new member of the Oakmont Homeowners Association Board. And I think Gary Haupt has been here before with the position statement from the board, so I've got a couple copies of those for your records. And for purposes of brevity this evening, I won't read the entire statement, but I will focus on a couple of key issues. This statement was adopted by the board in June of 2018. And it states, in pertinent part, that the residents of Oakmont pay dues and are provided with a guideline of restrictive covenants that apply.